Yeah, sure. Yep.
Do you want me to try to record it on the Zoom also, or you got it?
I got it. It looks like it's working.
Go for it.
Okay, great. So, talking about Mayim Shalanu. So the Gemara is on Daf Mem Beis, and it's a little Gemara, and there's a lot of halachas about it. The Gemara says that Amar of Yehuda Isha lo talish el b'mayim shalanu. So an Isha should only knead the dough for matzah with water that has been left out. Darsha of Masna of Paponia. So Masna was giving a drasha in Paponia, and he said you need to use Mayim Shalanu. So Lamachar, so he gave the drasha in Hebrew. Lamachar, Lamachar, Isukula Alma Chatzvayu. So all the people, they thought it meant our water. So they all brought their jugs to him, and Vamrele Havla Maya, we want your water because Mayim Shalanu. Amri. So I just meant that water that has been left out. So then, and then later on. So then, the next Gemara is Darash Rava. Rava says Ishal Talsh shouldn't use hot water. You shouldn't knead in the sun. You shouldn't knead with water that's heated up in the sun. Below Gufim. You shouldn't use. Rashi says it means you shouldn't use water that has been in a kind of hot vat. The Rif says it means mayim that's not mayim shalonu. She shouldn't let it sit. She should always be working with it, so that it wouldn't become chametz. And you know, other you know, shnei kelim echad shmitateso soyad v'echad shmitanes. They need two kelim, one that's for hot water, one for cold water, that she cools her hands down. So that's the you know a bunch of other dinim that are related for. For a chimutz, Mayim Shalanu is the reason that needs to be out. We'll get to in a second, but it's also, you know, to prevent it from becoming chametz, presumably. So then he says, Yibayiluhu, Avra Velashamahu. What if you act? What if you actually did Lisha with one of these things? So Mar Zutra, Mar Mutter, Vashi, Mar Aser, and so you know, to Machlokas Amaran. So Rashi says that. Rashi says by Shalanu, he says it needs to be Shalanu Balaila. And the reason he says is because in the springtime, in Nisan, the sun is at an angle and therefore closer to the ground. And therefore, water in it's not so hot yet in the in it's not we don't feel it so hot, but the heat is already in the ground, and therefore water that's in the ground is going to be warmer, and that's why you have to take it out for some period of time. Everybody assumes the post can assume that Rashi says 12 hours is enough. And the next we'll just skip down another a thing Rashi says. Well, maybe to do it kind of point by point. So this point of why is Mayim Shalanu Aser? So Rashi says because the sun is close to the ground. The Rav Lezer Mimitz quoted in the Smag says a somewhat similar reason, which is that if in the later on in the Gemara in the Masechta in Daf Tadi Hey, there's an machlokas between the Jewish scientists and the non-Jewish scientists about how where the sun goes, and so we paskin like the non-Jewish scientists, where it says that the sun goes underneath the ground after sunset, and so therefore, if it's there at night, it's very hot in the ground, so That's why it has to be out of the ground at night, specifically. So everybody says, Rashi says, you just, all the poskim say that Rashi says you only need 12 hours, but Rav Elazar Mimitz would say it needs to be out overnight. There's a big debate whether this has to be overnight the entire night, whether the main point is it has to be out of the ground at the beginning of the night. Maybe if it's in the ground in the beginning of the night, it's much worse because that's the hottest point. And so a lot of halachos that we're not going to talk about relating to the exact reasons of why it's hot and practically everybody does it, you know, you're supposed to do it bein hashmashos, you're supposed to do it, you know, right before shkia. Maybe it's okay if it's right after shkia. And so that's what everybody does, again, because of then, and then you wait 12 hours. So you get both shitas. You get Rashi and Rav Elazar Mimitz about, you know, is it, the point is that it has to be out for a certain period of time because in the springtime, the water in the ground is hot, or is it because at nighttime, the sun goes under the earth and therefore it's very hot in the ground. So a lot of discussion about that in the poskim. I want to talk about three things in Mayim Shalanu. The first two are very clearly related in the poskim, although not clear how much it's related in Svara. And those are, what if you used Mayim Shalolanu? Is this a din? Is this only the Chatchil or is it B'diavad? And then there's another machlokas in the Rishonim, whether this is only a din for the first night or whether this is also for all the matzah for the whole 8 days, whole 7 days. So that's the second point. And then if we have time, we'll talk about a third machlokas, which is how to account for, there's the Rishonim say that there's a din of bittul berov, and there's a machlokas, what's the scope of this din, of there's if mayim shelo lanu is in this batel, but mayim shalanu, then you could use it. Exactly what's the, those are the three things that hopefully we'll talk about. So the first is the din of whether this is l'chatchila, only a din l'chatchila, or whether it's even ma'akiv b'di'eved. So this Gemara at the end, where it says avra v'losha, is that, and then that's machlokas, if it's is that ma'akiv b'di'eved or not. So Rashi seems to say, everybody's been dying in Rashi, that Rashi says it's going on the previous cases of, right, Rashi has Arva V'lasha B'chamin, and Rashi explains that all of these cases that it's going right before, it doesn't include Mayim Shalolanu, it's only talking about cases that it's hot either because it's in the sun, or because it's in a very hot vat, and so that's Rashi, so everybody's saying Rashi would say that it's not Ma'akev, only, the only thing that would be Ma'akev potentially, but the Eved, is if you actually used hot water, not if you used Mayim Shalolanu. Right? And then, on the other hand, there are a bunch of Rishonim quoted by the Rush in Source 1. The Rush in Source 1 quotes Rashi, says he's Medayik, that that it would be Mutter, but the Eved, if you did Mayim Shalolanu. And then he quotes the Rif and the Rambam say that it is Ma'akev B'di'eved. So that's, and then, in Source 2, this is kind of the Lesson Mimitz also says that it would be B'di'eved, and then there's, so that the first question is whether it's L'chatchil or B'di'eved at all. Even if it's B'di'eved, there is a further machlokas, is it only if you did it b'mezid, or only if, or even if you did it b'shogig? Rashi, in the Rav Elazar Mimitz, says that it's only if you did it b'mezid. This is in Source 2, and also in Source 4. It says if you did it b'mezid, then you, then it would be aser b'di'eved. And if you did it b'shogeg, then it would be then it would be mutter. And he says, moreover, he says, even if you don't have mayim, if you don't have mayim shalonu, you're allowed to use mayim shalolanu. So you only have to use mayim shalonu if it's, you know, if it's attainable. But if you don't have that, so then you are allowed to use mayim shalolanu. The Rambam and seems to say that it's ma'akiv, even if it's b'shogeg. And this is, you know, the svara for this is in the end of 4, Lagos Maimon, he quotes the Rav Elazar Mimitz, he says, the Talmud of Rav Elazar Mimitz said that since the tam is because of chametz, that it's hot, it might lead to chametz, so in chiluk being b'diyavad l'chatchila. So you shouldn't have a chiluk between b'diyavad and l'chatchila. But he does concede that if it's b'diavad, it's only an isra achila. It's not an isra hana, right? It's not actually treated like chametz. That it would be an isra hana. It would only be an isra achila. Now, just to note two things further about this, the Rambam, who says it's ma'akev b'diavad, doesn't seem to hold to this svara of Reb Shmuel min Anarvark, who says that it's because chimots, there's no such thing as, you know, being machalik between shogeg and mezid. Or no, he's no machalik between b'diavad and l'chatchila, because the Rambam, in the context of something that's heated up in the sun, if you did it in the sun, the Rambam says there are some cases that there's a chash chimots, that it's only l'chatchila. So if you did it in the sun, if you used a very large isa, you know, all of those things. So here he says the pasah asura if you did isa gdola, but then in the next halacha, the one after one we quote, it's not in the sources. There are some cases. I think if it's you used a large isa that you had more than a shir chala, then he would say then he says it's only l'chatchila not b'diavad. So he seems to say a different svara, not that there's no such thing as chashash chimutz, that there's no chalak between b'diavad and l'chatchila, it's just that by mayim shalonu and things that are hot, then we're more machmir on that takana, and but for other dinim, we might be more mekel, even if it were chashash chimutz. There's a lot of discussion in Rashi's shita, because Rashi, remember, holds that the whole mayim shalonu is only l'chatchila. There's no avar v'lasha on mayim shalonu, but on the things that he says are aser b'dieved, like chamin, Rashi says that, at the very last Rashi, he says, what's the difference between this and b'tzekos shal nachrim? By b'tzekos shal nachrim, we say you could eat it. And then he says here, bo'inan l'miknesei de'avra de'rabanan, and he says here also, it's krovel amazed. Avar v'lasha b'chamin is krovel amazed. So, there's a machlokas further in how to understand this Rashi. When he says that it's krovel amazed, some people say, the Rush says, in source 1, that it's mashma, that it's actually shogeg. That in anything that here, where you're preparing it, and you don't use hot water, even if it's by accident, since you should be so careful by matzah, so if you use hot water, so it's krovel amazed. Right, so he would be machmir even b'shogeg on hot water. On the other hand, the Ran says that that Rashi is actually talking about mazid, and that's why we're knassing him, because the Ran's proof is that in other cases we don't always knass on shogeg by an iser derabanan. So if you're over an iser derabanan b'shogeg, so we don't always knass you. So he says that this is talking about mazid. So why does Rashi say krovel amazed? I think you have to say that krovel amazed on, we're not talking about krovel amazed on mayim shalonu. You're using mayim shalonu, the mazed, you're krovel amazed on chametz. So even if it's not necessarily chametz, so you're krovel amazed on this chashash chimutz. So sorry, I kind of laid out a lot of shitas here, but just to summarize everything. So there's two machloksim, one about whether it's ma'akiv b'diavad or not. One is whether mayim shalanu, there's some dinim that are ma'akiv b'diavad potentially. like hot water, everybody says is Ma'akiv D'Yevet. And the question is, Mayim Shalanu, is it on that stage? Or do we say that Mayim Shalanu is more, right, Rashi says it's not on the same plane as actually using hot water. So according to Rashi, clearly, Mayim Shalanu, even though it's because it's hotter from the ground, it's not the same as hot water. It's just that it might be hotter. And so in that case, Rashi is saying that it's not on the same level, even if you're going to say that it's Ma'akev B'dievet for hot water, it's not Ma'akev B'dievet on Mayim Shalolanu. Then there are some Rishonim say Mayim Shalolanu is as if you used hot water, right? The Rambam says it's on that side of the line. There are some things that are not Ma'akev, and then there are some things that that are, and this is one of the things that are Ma'akev. And then there's some people that say if there's a real chash chimas, then there's no real svara to say that there's anything that's not ma'akev. So that's the first kind of machlokas about avra v'lasha. The second is, on something that we say that it's ma'akev, is it only ma'akev if you did it b'mezid, which is what Rav Elazar Mimit says, it's what the Ran says in Rashi, or is it even ma'akev if you did it b'shogeg? I think the Beis Yosef, the Lundus here, the Beis Yosef is mashma, although I don't, it sounds like he's trying to you know, potentially reject it. The Beis Yosef is in this long Beis Yosef in number 6. On the end of page 3, when he quotes, when he discusses Rashi, Ran and Rashi, it's probably not worth looking inside, but he suggests that there's a machlokas here. Is it that there's a real shash chimutz, right? That there's a shash chimutz, and therefore it would be either b'shogig or b'mezid. Or if you say, like the Ran, the Beis Yosef thinks that it's because you did the takana, you were over on the takana d'rabanan, that's why we're gonna knas you if you did it b'mezid only. Not if you did it, you know, that's how he cites the Ran, that the Ran says b'das Rashi that it's b'mezid. He says it's because of that you were over on the takana. That's why we are going to knas you if you did it b'mezid. Rashi says that, but you know, lemiknasei, you did it b'mezid, right? To support this, you know, in Rashi where he says, but you know, lemiknasei, saying not for a guy. If a guy did it, then there would be no problem. So the Ran, also in this Ran, understands that the kasha from the guy is if the guy used hot water. Maybe the guy used hot water, but seiku shonachrim. So he says, if a guy used hot water, we wouldn't knas him because the guy's not over on the takana derabanan. Only the Jewish person who cooks with hot, who bakes matzah, having kneaded it with hot water, that is a person that we're going to knas. So we don't really care about the person eating it. We care about the person baking it, which is a very kind of extreme. If that's really the pshan in the Ran, that's a very extreme formulation of that we're not. We don't care about the chash chimutz. We care about whether you did the takana of how to bake it properly. You know, that's there. So that's kind of the fault line of this machlokas here is this all because of a chash chimutz, or is it more of a takana? And then, and so that's how kind of it falls out on this this machlokas. Second machlokas that I want to discuss is quoted also in the Rush, also the end of source 1. And it is linked to this in an interesting way. So he says that that the Rashi says that we said it's not like b'teiku shal nachrim. So Rashi would say that if you would use hot water and stuff like and you know you'd use mayim shalolanu, that's a problem for all matzahs, all 8 days. But he says quotes the Bala Itter that it's only talking about matzah mishumeres. Right, it sounds like a chisaron in the shmura matzah of the first night. So if you use the if you use it, even though it's hotter water, it might lead to chametz. That doesn't mean that it's you can't eat it the rest of Pesach. Just means that it's a chisaron in the shmira, and therefore you can't use it the first night. The Rush says velona hirali the kol hecha de ikal mecha shmichum shum chimutz in lachalik bein. Kazayis matzah l'shar achila hilchach nir kepirish Rashi. So the Rush doesn't like this. He says, if there is a real chashash chimutz, there should be no difference between the first matzah and the matzah the first night and the other nights. So that's the two shitas. There's a third shita, which is quoted in the Beis Yosef in source 6. So in he quotes the Smag, who says that it's only a problem b'mezid, not b'shogeg. And his proof was, from the Gemara. The Gemara has this funny story that we read. That after we said Mayim Shalanu, you need Mayim Shalanu. It said that Rav Masna gave a drasha, and he said everybody needs to use Mayim Shalanu, and everyone thought he meant our water. So everybody bought their kalim to him. And then he said, no, he just means Mayim. You know that was out for a day. So the Rav Lozman Mimit says that means that everybody wanted to bake matzos that day, and means no one had Mayim Shalanu for some period of time. So so he says that you see that b'di'evet, if you don't have Mayim Shalanu, you can use Mayim Shalolanu, because he didn't tell them they didn't have Mayim Shalanu, and he didn't tell them he didn't tell them to fast. And so therefore he tries to prove that the sheet that we mentioned earlier, that if you they did it b'shogeg, and if they don't even have Mayim Shalanu, you can use Mayim Shalolanu. So then Rav Elyahu Mizrachi, quoted by the Beis Yosef, argues on this. And he has a lot of questions on it. And one of his questions is on the bold on page 3, on the first paragraph. He says, "Afilu imtim salomar shehitir lahem be'arav Pesach lalosh lechatchila b'mayim shalolanu." Even if you're going to say that that's what he did. He didn't say, he told them that they're allowed to, first he said, maybe he said to eat something else. He said, but even if you're going to say that he didn't tell them to eat something else. He told them that you could bake the matzos today, and it was talking about Erev Pesach. Akati in lumod misham lolosh lechatchila b'shar yemei ha-Pesach. Heicha zelo efshar. D'shani hasam d'ika mitzvah saseh d'achilat matzah b'lecha misha asar. He says, if it's Erev Pesach, and you don't have mayim shalonu, you could use mayim shalolanu to bake matzos for the Seder. But if it were any other day of Pesach, and you just want to eat matzah because you wanted to have matzah, you would need to use Mayim Shalanu. So Rav Mizrachi says that he says the opposite of the Bala Iter. He says that if it were on the Seder night, it would be better to use Mayim Shalanu, but it's not Ma'akev B'di'evet. But if it were any other day, we would say that since there's no mitzvah saseh, that it's ma'akev even b'di'evet. He wouldn't let you do it at all. The Beis Yosef goes crazy. He says, what do you mean? The Rush says that we never find that we're going to be more machmir on the later nights than on the first night. We're always more machmir on the first night than on the later nights. And then he says that even the Rush never said this. The Rush who argues on the Bala Itur. So we have, clearly the Rav Yoel Mizrachi has this svara that he should tell him not to eat. And he says, you can't say that on the first night because you have to eat matzah for the matzah's mitzvah. But on the other nights you could say, just don't eat. Wait until there's mayim shalolanu. And the Beis Yosef would say that this can't be, if it were ma'akev, it would show a chumrah of the other nights, and we always know that the first night is more chamor. So this is the other machlokas. Everybody asks, what is the svara of the Bala Iter? The Rosh asks this question, what's the svara of the Bala Iter? And I just want to point out, there's a Rav Chaim in the stencils, Rav Chaim on Shas, has a very interesting svara. And he says that, and this is on page 4, he quotes from the Brisker Rav, quotes from Rav Chaim, that there are two dinim in matzah shmurah. One is that there's, and I think Rabbi Will said something, along these lines. One is that there is, the shem matzah smitzvah, it has to be l'shma. And he said also there's chalukah beguf din shmirasa mechimot. There's a different type of shmirah from chametz for matzah shmurah. Because other type of matzos, you just have to know that there is no chametz, but by shmura, there's a, it's not enough to know retrospectively that there was no chametz there. You have to know while you're doing it that you're using a process that's not going to lead to chametz. So he's saying, Maim shelo lanu, if you use it, and or even hot water, potentially, if you use it, and we end up, you know, it ends up being that it's not chametz, so then for the other nights, according to the Baal Itter, it would be fine. But it wasn't shmura, because you were not doing it with a process that at the time you knew it's not going to become chametz. So that's you know, that's how he says it's a chisaron in shmura, that the Baal Itter holds that there's a din shmura of how you do chametz. And the Rush, who says that when it's tully in chimutz, there's no chiluk, seems to think that there's no, right, if it's all about whether it's going to become chametz, not about your action, then it's not going to go into shmura. Just as an aside, I thought it was very interesting this raya that they brought from the story, right? The raya, the kind of the intersection between number one and number two, aside from the potential machlokas about whether this is really tully in chimutz, right? Because another way of saying the itter maybe is that it's not necessarily tully in chimutz, but the intersection is that in this story, the story of Elazar Mimitz says is a raya that b'dieved it's okay, and the Rav Elazar Mizrahi says no, maybe it's only in the first night, but the story was that they said that they brought all these kalim to him, and then he said no, use you know, he meant ma'im shalolanu. So the Rav Elazar Mimitz is saying that this is a proof that they were able to use ma'im shalolanu, because otherwise why would they say the story? If the point of the story, according to Rav Elazar Mimitz, is to teach us that b'di'eved, it's okay, because, and even if you don't have any mayim shalonu, you could use mayim shalolanu, because that's, you know, otherwise why would you say the story? It must be that he told them that you're allowed to bake the matzah. So it's an interesting thing, because the Hasidim put a lot of the Mayim Shalanu is very big for the Hasidim. They always, you know, the Rebbe does the Mayim Shalanu, and then they try to get the Rebbe's Mayim Shalanu. So the Divrei Yatziv, who's the Kloisenberger Rebbe, said that the point of the story was that to show that by matzos, you don't need to be, you know, scientific and rational. Because they were ready to take they thought he meant Mayim Shalanu means our water. They were gonna come and get his water, even though that din doesn't make any sense. So he says the fact that they were willing to accept that is why the Gemara brings this story to show that for matzos we shouldn't necessarily be relying on science. It's, you know, we're above the science. In fact, there's other dinim in Mayim Shalanu that kind of support this. There's a Mordechai that says that they thought at the time that if you drank water on the night of the Tkufa, then it was unhealthy. So he said, let's say it was the night of the Tkufa and you only had Mayim Shalanu from the night of the Tkufa and you had to bake matzahs that day. So should you use Mayim Shalolanu or should you use the Mayim Shalanu, the dangerous water? So he quotes the Rinu Chassid that you should use the dangerous water because Shomer Mitzvah Lo Yeda Davar Ra. So that's, you know, that's, and the whole Mayim Shalanu is a, you know, scientifically interesting, right? It's all the poskim, even after the Copernicus, still, you know, they still, a lot of halachos nowadays about how and when you need to do Mayim Shalanu. So there is kind of this theme, I think, that the Divrei Yatziv is picking up on, you know, some of why he says the story is. I think there's another thing why the story is saying is just to lafuke from the Hatzidim.
Not scientific, we can, the last 10 blood Gemara, we don't have to worry about too much.
Yeah, I'm right.
Breaking my head to try to figure out what chimutz is and what chimutz isn't. We're not scientific about anything, so then we don't have to worry.
Well, yeah, then this is particularly bad, right?
And sear and everything else.
Right, I mean, this is particularly bad. Like, you could put Mayim Shalolanu in a freezer, right? And it's going to be, it's in a freezer, and then it's still worse than Mayim Shalonu that just been sitting out.
Before, that's a big mach like as a Rishonim, so, you know, some Rishonim will say not like that.
Not like, what, the freezer?
It's totally in the Metzias, and the Metzias is it's not a, like you said, it's in the freezer. It's not going to have a problem.
Right. Yeah. No, well,
there's not too much to talk about this.
Yeah. I mean, there's the other thing is I think that the story could be Lafuke from the Hasidim, because here it's Dafka saying that it doesn't mean that you should get the Rebbe's water. You should. That's why everybody came with the barrel and says no. It doesn't mean you should get the Rebbe's water. It's just you should get your own Mayim Shalanu. But so that's I thought an interesting thing. And it's related to this question of whether it's actually cold or not cold. Whether it's tully on a din, a takana, or whether it's tully in the metzias, I don't think that there's really anybody who says that if you put it in the freezer that it's okay. But the closest thing we have is that if the din of bittel, right, the Rishonim say, the Torah quotes, and I'll say it without saying inside because it's late, that if you have mayim shalonu, and mayim shalolonu falls in, then we say chad betrei bittel. So there's machlokas. Is this because of Bittel Barov or not? The Magen Avraham says this is not really Bittel Barov. This is just that you have Mayim Shelo Lanu is you know, there's a presumption that it's hot, and it falls into Mayim Shelonu, so if you have a presumption that the cold water overwhelms the warm water. On the other hand, there are some people, like the Minchas Yaakov in the Toras Chatos, tries to prove from here to the question of whether chad betray means you need double or whether it means you just need 51% by bittel in general. So Minchas Yaakov, the Pirush on the Toras Chatos, he seems to understand that this is actually a din bittel, right? That we don't. It's not that the Magen Avraham is saying that what's happening b'metzias is that when it's getting into the majority colder, you know, not mayim shalonu, that it becomes colder, you know, that it's Balkarcha colder. He's just saying that there actually is a din of Bittel Barov. And this has kind of nafkaminas, that there's machloksim in how to understand two things. There's a machlokas in all the poskim, whether there's a din of Bittel Isol Chatchila or not. There's probably a majority of the Achronim say that there's no din of Ein Mevatlan Isol Lachatchila. And the Prima Gadim explains, because this is not really bittel. It's just that you had water. They have a din that you need water that's not hot. There's another din that Mayim Shelo Lanu, you can't really assume is cold, whatever you do. But one thing that you could assume that is cold is if you mix it with Mayim Shelonu. So there's no din of Ein Mevatlan Isser Lechatchila. On the other hand, there are a bunch of poskim who say that there is bittel isser lachatchila, and so that would make it, that means it's more the dinim of regular isser, right? It seems to line up with the machlokas, although it might not necessarily line up. Seems to line up with the machlokas. Is this just a chash chimutz, or is this like a takana derabanan? If it's a takana derabanan, you can understand that you need a bittel isser lachatchila. You need bittel because mayim shalanu is its own halos. If you say that it's just because of chash chimutz, then mayim shalanu might not be its own chalos. It might be its own chalos, but it might be that it's just a way of making sure that the water is not hot. Another nafkamina potentially is what happens if you actually have hot water. Some people say if you actually have hot water, it's not enough to have little barov because then it's still hot, right? So if you have hot water and you mix it with just the majority of cold water, it's still not going to be really cold water. So you need more than rov. And some people say even rov doesn't work for hot water. So if you say that it's right, so some echonim say even rov doesn't work. So if you say that it's because of the chash chimut, so that makes a lot of sense. That mayim shalanu, we would say, okay, it's not hot, but there's something about it that is still, residue of hot. So we say, okay, it's definitely cooled down. But if you actually have hot water and you see that it's hot water, then you can't use and say, oh, bittel barov. Now, some people say that even in the case of hot water, you could say bittel barov. I don't think these people say that if it's, actually still scalding hot that you could use it. I think it's just saying, though, that there's this, Chacham said a din, And so, as long as it's not, you know, clearly going to be make it chametz, so you're still mekayin the din, that it's not hot. So just to summarize, we have three kind of sets of machloksim about mayim shalanu. The first is whether it's ma'akev with the yevet or not, and whether, you know, is it ma'akev only, if it's ma'akev with the yevet, is it only shogeg or mezid? And a lot of this, you know, seems to line up. The poskim are kind of invoking whether this is a takana, a new takana, all these things. Mayim shalanu also hot. Is it a new takana, and therefore it's we're going to knas you if you don't do it, if it's, you know, only the mezid? Or is it a real chash chimutz? That's a svara that they say that you can't, that even b'shogeg, even b'diyavet, it's ma'akev. Then there's the a second set of machloksim about whether this is a din. Is it only the first night, or is it going to be all the 8 days? So it would seem to might have bearing on this chimutz versus takana question, although the Rav Chaim gives a very nice explanation for the itter, that even according to the itter, it says it's only a din in the first night. It's because, according to the itter, there's a din of shmur matzah that it has to be prospectively, you know that it's not going to become chametz, as opposed to just knowing after the fact that it had not become chametz. And then there's a third set of machloksim about whether there's there's this din of bittel barov floating out there. Is it a really a din of bittel barov, like every other din of bittel barov in the Torah, or is it just that we know that it's cold because, you know, it's you mix kind of the mayim shalanu with mayim shalolanu, and mayim shalanu is in the majority, so then we assume that the cold aspect of mayim shalanu will predominate over the warmer aspect, and then maybe it doesn't apply if you actually mix cold water with hot water and you see that the result is hot. On the other hand, some people say that it's actually because of Bittel Barov, which suggests that the main takana here is just the takana de Rabbanon. If you could get around that, and you also get around that it's not chametz, maybe you have done your job. Thank you.
I thought someone said this thing about putting in the refrigerator, but I can't find it.
Well, there's a din if you do mayim, if you take mayim shalanu, there is... I think that I can't remember who says it. Maybe the Aruch HaShulchan says that there are some people say you shouldn't leave it outside because it's hot. And it's in, I think it's before the Aruch HaShulchan. I think it's maybe in the Beis Yosef that you should put it in a vat. If it's hot outside, you should put it in a vat. And if it's cold outside, you should put it in the air. So I think he says something like that. So I think that that's if it is Mayim Shalanu. Even
that's
so...
Yeah. I was going to ask, do you leave them uncovered if they're in a mayim shalanu? If you're leaving them overnight, because you should leave them uncovered. If you leave them covered, they'll stay hot. Like, they won't cool down if they're covered.
I don't know. I thought mashke meguluyim is only wine. It's also water? I don't remember. But okay.
Hey. Shukrat, Moshe.
Thank you, everybody.
Hey, thanks, everybody. Good to see you.
Shukrat, Moshe.
Thank you.